Hi, it's Rob here, and welcome back to another episode of the I Beg to Differ podcast. Thank you for tuning in. I actually recorded this episode yesterday and then subsequently deleted it. And the reason I deleted it was because when I published it, I was a bit pissed off. And that was actually the motivation for recording it in the first place. And you could say, well, I thought people like you were supposed to live from the inside out and not get pissed off. Well, that's a myth that a lot of people would want to perpetuate, but we all have human moments, and there are certain things I feel strongly about, and I seek not to react in the way that I once did. I don't twist myself out of shape. But there's one thing that gets under my skin. Well, there are a few things probably, but one thing that actually really gets under my skin, partly because of my own experience of it, partly because it cost me a lot of years, a lot of money, and I observe the degree to which it costs a lot of people a lot of years of their life and a lot of money, either in terms of opportunity cost, things that, which of course opportunity cost, the biggest cost in any business, it never shows up on your P&L, but it's there. But that's maybe an episode for another day. But it costs them in terms of opportunity cost, costs them in terms of their wasted time, it keeps them stuck earning what they're earning. It keeps them from experiencing the joy of life. And that is to be told when they get into wanting to create change for themselves, when they get to a point in their lives where they think, right, I need to change. There's something I need to do for me, with myself, for me personally, to change within in order to create a different result without. So that might start the journey of that. I talked on an episode the other day about exploring, and they might go on a journey of exploration which involves, you know, for most people, it's books and YouTube videos and then courses and seminars and investments and programs and all the rest of it. But anyway, that's not what today's episode is about. But they start on a journey of exploration. And then they maybe get into some coaching support. And depending on who they go to, and I think people in my world fall into three camps. Maybe more. Maybe that's a little bit too simplistic, but there are those who set themselves up as coaches and mindset coaches, and it's unregulated. I see that. How crazy is that? It's you're helping people with their minds to understand their minds and how they work, and it's an unregulated industry. Mind you, that said, you know, look at half the medical profession. I was saying to someone the other day, we've got a and if you're in the medical profession, no disrespect, I think many of you are doing a great job working in a system that is not fit for purpose. Because what we've really got isn't a national, talking to you from the UK, what we really have is not a national health service. We've got a national illness service because we're supporting people who are sick to get better. What if doctors and medics were incentivized to support people to stay well, to stop them getting sick in the first place? Tiger Woods does not, I'm not a big golfer, so his name is the one that springs to mind, but he does not hire his caddies or pay caddies to help him get out of bunkers. That might be part of the deal when he gets into bunkers, but I'm quite sure that the focus is on staying on the green, on the fairway, and staying and getting onto the green. People are not incentivized to get him out of bunkers. So get me on that. I could get pissed off about that too, the degree to which our system doesn't support people to stay well mentally, physically, psychologically, all of that stuff. Anyway, tangents. So I was a bit pissed off. And yeah, so people in my world, they fall into three camps, simplistically. Those who get into it to help other people don't know what they're doing, shouldn't be doing it. Because what they do is they support people to have much longer journey with this than they might otherwise have. And a lot of it's intellectual masturbation. Sorry to use that. Well, actually, I'm not sorry to use that word because intellectual and masturbation are two perfectly acceptable words. Just they've got meaning that people add to the words, which causes offense. It's not the words, it's the meaning. So if you're offended, question what meaning you're adding. You can tell I'm on one this morning, can't you? So intellectual masturbation and doing more harm than good, keeping people stuck. There's that. Then there are those that know how to help you get unstuck, but tell you that you've got some deep-seated beliefs that are going to be hard to shift. Deep-seated subconscious beliefs. Now, full disclosure, when I got into helping myself, I read an awful lot about deep-seated subconscious beliefs and how to shift them, and that they were hard and all the rest of it. And then I went to get supported by some of the people that are most well-known in the world for helping others to get unstuck. And I got told then as well that it was all about my deeply ingrained subconscious beliefs that I needed to shift. And that could take months with dedication, and I had to do X, Y, and Z. So there's that camp. And do they help people? Absolutely. But do they help people create change quickly? Absolutely not. Is there a part of me that thinks, do they know how to help people quickly, but tell people it's harder than it needs to be, and therefore create an opportunity to develop programs and processes that allow them to charge tens of thousands in some cases for a process that could be done much faster? Well, possibly. And then there's those who come to the teachings which help them understand who they really are, who we really are, who you are, who I am, the spiritual essence of us, that we are spiritual beings living in a physical body, and that we don't have deep-seated beliefs that are going to be hard to shift. Because we really don't. So you've got to explore there, you've got to dig up the subconscious belief that's lurking beneath your conscious awareness. Well, here's my take on it. What is it that, what you've got to do is you've got to work out what you want. Now, for most people, they've got conditioning that stands in the way of what they want. But actually, sit down in a dark room for long enough and say, what do I really want my life to look like? If I was sitting at Christmas, on Christmas Day, 5 years from now, what would I really like my life to look like? Physically, relationally, spiritually, financially, in terms of my career, my business, you know, what kind of team do I have around me? What kind of job do I have? How much am I earning? Am I financially free? What does that look like? What kind of holidays do I take? What kind of house do I live in? Do I, when I go on holiday, what kind of hotels do I stay in? Do I fly at the front of the plane? Do I fly at the back of the plane? What do you want? So that's the starting point. Unconditioned by limiting beliefs. And we're conscious of those. We're conscious of when we throw a desire out, of the voice in our head that says, oh, well, yeah, that's going to be too hard. We're conscious of the how voice. So if we're conscious of it, how can it be subconscious? So just landing on what we want, step one. And then say, okay, well, what does my life look like currently? And we look at our life and we say, well, it's probably not close to that. Because if it was resembling what we've just identified in terms of what we wanted, we wouldn't be wanting it. We'd already have most of it. It might be a question of ticking a couple of small boxes, but it wouldn't be all the big boxes. So our current life is quite far removed from the future we've just painted. And all we need to understand is that, well, that's a mirror of what's going on in our consciousness. So whatever I'm earning, whatever money in the bank, whatever my physical world is reflecting back to me in terms of cold, hard facts, is a reflection of my mindset, my beliefs. So all of a sudden, I've got a conscious awareness. I just think, well, I just need to change how I relate to money. I just need to change various other things, how I relate to myself physically, if I want to lose a few pounds or a few stone. We've got all the conscious awareness in our environment. We just have to look around, look in the mirror, look around. But we stand in front of the mirror, we know that breaking the mirror is not going to change what's reflecting back at us. We've got to change what's going on within. And then that then comes down to understanding who we are, which is our spiritual essence. And our spiritual DNA is perfect. We don't need to change anything of that. We just need to connect with it more and understand, accept who we are, connect with our spiritual essence more, and get emotionally involved in our desires. Bring that vision of the future into today, because we have the ability to do that. And the reason we have the ability to do that is because we've been gifted with the ability, because it's creative. Imagination, the only creative power in the universe. So the reason I was pissed off yesterday, looping back to that, I had a conversation with someone who'd been stuck for a long time. And you know why they were stuck? They'd been told it was going to be really hard for them to shift a deeply ingrained belief. And then what was worse is they'd bought that belief. They've been told it was going to be hard when they thought it was going to be easy when they first went to get some help with it. Sorry about the bleeping. Let me see if I can. Actually, I'm going to wind up. And then they bought that belief and it became hard for them. And the reason I was pissed off was because they bought a belief that it was hard. And because of what we believe becomes true for us, even when it's not true, they stayed stuck. So the reason I was pissed off is that people go around telling people it's going to be hard for them to change. And then they believe that it is. It's not hard. I'll tell you what's hard. The hardest thing is actually deciding that you want to change. And deciding in the true sense of the word, do you really want to change? Because it's not hard to commit 10 or 15 minutes a day to creating the life you want. Don't tell me that's hard when all you've got to do is connect through your imagination, waking up your imagination. It's not hard. The hard thing is you haven't decided to do it. You haven't decided that you're going to commit 10 or 15 minutes a day. So then it's going to be hard, yeah, for sure. But it's the decision. The process is not hard. Anyway, I'm going to attend to that beeping. Something to do with my alarm system. Happy days. I'm not pissed off about that. Have a great day. Bye.